It's muffed. Not gonna sugarcoat it. Let's get into it. This is your Bengals 2025 season in review.
Muffed.
The Cincinnati Bengals finished 2025 at 6-11, missing the playoffs for the third consecutive year in their worst season since 2020. This was a year defined by quarterback attrition, defensive collapse, and the cruel math of a team that could light up the scoreboard one week and go completely dark the next. Joe Burrow suffered a turf toe injury in the week 2 win over Jacksonville and landed on injured reserve, leaving the Bengals without their franchise quarterback for the better part of the season, and Cincinnati went just 1-8 without him. There were flashes, a week 7 thriller over Pittsburgh, a week 13 demolition of Baltimore on the road, and a 2-game winning streak to close out December against Miami and Arizona. But those highs were swallowed by lows like the week 3 blowout in Minnesota, a shutout loss to Baltimore in week 15 that officially ended playoff hopes, and a week 14 collapse in Buffalo where a 10-point fourth quarter lead evaporated on 2 Burrow interceptions. Head coach Zach Taylor was retained despite the results, but the heat is unmistakably rising heading into year 8. The Bengals averaged 23 points per game on offense but surrendered nearly 28, a scoring differential that screams losing football. The variance was staggering. Cincinnati scored 42 and 45 points in back-to-back home stretches, yet also put up 0 against Baltimore and just 3 in Denver, making this one of the most boom or bust offenses in the league. Total expected points added on offense landed at -9 for the season, a slightly below average mark dragged down by 24 turnovers. The defense was far worse. Total expected points added allowed checked in at +134. And remember, for a defense, you want that number negative, so +134 is borderline catastrophic. The Bengals forced only 21 takeaways against those 24 giveaways, finishing underwater on turnover margin, and allowed opponents to convert 44% of their third downs. The offense had enough talent to win games, but couldn't stop giving the ball away, and the defense simply could not get off the field. Now let's talk about the passing offense. Cincinnati threw for nearly 250 yards per game, racked up 36 passing touchdowns, and featured arguably the best wide receiver in football. Yet the passing unit's total expected points added was -18. How? Turnovers and instability at quarterback. Burrow played just 8 games but was sensational when healthy, posting a passing expected points added of +36.6 and a completion percentage over expected of +4.6%. When he went down, the Bengals cycled through Jake Browning and Joe Flacco, and while Flacco provided competent spot duty, Browning's 5 starts produced a passing expected points added of -38.4, a number that essentially erased everything Burrow had built. The offensive line allowed 36 sacks, and the passing game was wildly inconsistent week to week. Electric in the week 9 shootout against Chicago, invisible in the week 4 shutout at Denver. Ja'Marr Chase was the constant, hauling in 125 catches for 1,412 yards and 8 touchdowns across 16 games, boasting a receiving expected points added of +41.4. Chase commanded a 32% target share and a 37% share of total air yards, meaning roughly a third of everything Cincinnati threw went his direction. Even in a lost season, he was a top-tier force, but one receiver can't fix a quarterback carousel and 24 turnovers. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. The ground game averaged 94.6 yards per game on 372 carries, producing a total rushing expected points added of +9.13, one of the few positive efficiency marks on the entire roster, though volume-driven rather than explosive. That +0.02 per carry expected points added is modest, but represents a unit that at least stayed above water. The run game was at its best in blowout wins. Chase Brown ripped off chunk gains in the week 16 romp over Miami and the week 17 win over Arizona, but largely disappeared in losses where Cincinnati fell behind early and had to abandon the run. Brown carried the load with 232 carries for 1,019 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns, adding 69 catches for 437 yards and 5 scores as a receiver, 11 rushing touchdowns as a team, and a 25% red zone touchdown rate on 151 snaps inside the 20 tell you the Bengals left points on the field when it mattered most. Next up, the pass defense. This is where the season truly got muffed. Cincinnati's pass defense allowed a total expected points added of plus 94. Again, for a defense, you want that number negative. So plus 94 means opposing quarterbacks were adding nearly 6 expected points of value per game just through the air against the secondary. The Bengals gave up 4,175 passing yards and 33 passing touchdowns, with a per play passing expected points added allowed of plus 0.16, meaning the average dropback against Cincinnati was a net positive for the opponent. The unit allowed 79 explosive plays of 20 plus yards, nearly 5 per game, a coverage breakdown rate that puts constant pressure on an offense to keep pace. There were individual bright spots: Dax Hill, Geno Stone, and D'Angelo Knight flashed in the takeaway department with timely interceptions across the year. But the unit finished 31st in the league in yards allowed, and the underlying efficiency numbers were just as grim, with modest late season improvement under new defensive coordinator Al Golden. And the run defense. If the pass defense was bad, the run defense was right there with it. Cincinnati allowed 2,517 rushing yards, 148.1 per game, with the total rushing expected points added allowed of plus 40.32, meaning opposing ground games were consistently moving the chains and adding scoring value. The per carry expected points added allowed of plus 0.09 doesn't sound enormous, but over 464 opponent carries, it compounds into a unit that simply could not set an edge or hold its gaps week after week with no real improvement. 18 rushing touchdowns allowed underscores the damage. The run defense was at its worst during the midseason losing streak when teams like Detroit and Chicago gashed the interior at will. And even in wins, the Bengals rarely dominated the line of scrimmage. The front seven was consistently pushed around and no single player emerged as a reliable anchor against the run. Muffed! The Bengals season MVP was Ja'Marr Chase, 125 catches, 1,412 yards, 8 touchdowns, and a receiving expected points added of plus 41.4 across 16 games, carrying the offense through a quarterback carousel. The number one thing Cincinnati must fix is a run defense that allowed 148 yards per game and a rushing expected points added of plus 40 on the season. That kind of leakage on the ground puts every other unit in a hole. Pair that with cutting the turnover count from 24, and this roster can look like a completely different team. That's the Bengals 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Bengals feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.